USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As negotiations between the railroads and labor unions approach a Friday deadline, passenger rail provider Amtrak said it would suspend all long-distance train services starting Thursday to avoid disruptions caused by a potential strike by freight workers. The White House this week.
A shutdown would have a tremendous impact on our supply chains, as you all know. It's going to have a ripple effects into our overall economy.
A strike would put more pressure on prices when inflation is already at roughly a 40-year high. Joe Schwederman on Now This is a board member of the Midwest High Speed Rail Association.
It really is going to bottle up the freight system. We have supply chain problems already. The ports are clogged.
As the Biden administration continues to ignore the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, ignoring the cries of help from border state governors, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has taken a page from Texas Governor Greg Abbott's script. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sent two jets full of migrants to Martha's Vineyard as part of a promise to drop off illegal migrants in progressive states. Carla Cooper, head of the Democrat Council on Martha's Vineyard, called it insanely ridiculous. As Russian forces continue to retreat from lands taken in their invasion of Ukraine, Moscow's forces have targeted a dam on the Inhulets River near President Zelensky's home city. Ukrainian officials are reporting 8 cruise missiles destroyed the dam, leading to flooding. Evacuations are underway. A core principle of Einstein's general theory of relativity has just passed its most stringent test yet. Using a specially designated satellite, an international team of scientists measured the acceleration of pairs of free-falling objects in Earth's orbit. The weak equivalence principle, stating all objects accelerate identically in the same gravitational field, was proven as a fact. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Minor league baseball players are now in the union.
Minor league baseball players officially unionized, joining the Major League Baseball Players Association after an arbitration validated the union authorization card, and MLB recognized the MLBPA as the players' bargaining representative. The MLBPA, which previously had represented only the 1,200 players on Major League teams, 40-man roster, will now cover all players at each of the 4 affiliated levels, as well as those at teams Florida and Arizona complexes. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
A Hamilton County judge temporarily blocked Ohio's 6-week abortion ban for 14 days. The Wednesday decision restores access to the procedure for up to 20 weeks and stalls the closure of a Dayton area clinic, at least for now. Hamilton County Commons Pleas Court Judge Democrat Christian Jenkins ruled that the state constitution might protect Ohioans' right to an abortion. Indian Prime Minister Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping will come face-to-face on Friday for the first time since deadly border clashes in 2020 strained ties between the Asian countries. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization will also include Russian President Vladimir Putin. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.